But now we are going to get into a topic that no matter who you are, what age, you really need to have some understanding. We need to debunk the myths, and we can get you help right here. And that is traumatic brain injury. My next guest, Amy Zellmer, she's a regular on my show on Sundays. She is the person I call whenever I want to talk traumatic brain injury. Well, this summer, you're going to be doing things outside, walk around the lake, go biking with your kids, by yourself, with your friends, play sports maybe. So it's not just about professional sports, even though concussions get a lot of attention in football and more lately in hockey and soccer. But Amy herself is a survivor, and now she is an activist. She's been speaking in all different parts of the country, and she's out west on a bit of a speaking tour, and she joins us tonight. Hi, Amy.
Hi, Rossini. How are you?
You know, I'm doing great. Thanks for being on with us tonight. First of all, give people that quick sort of background on your story a little bit, and then that definition of TBI.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So in February of 2014, I slipped on the ice, true Minnesota fashion, and I actually landed on the back of my head, full force on the back of my skull. And so I suffered what was originally told to me to be a severe concussion, and I would later come to hear the term traumatic brain injury. And to just kind of, you know, make it clear to everybody, a concussion is a traumatic brain injury. It's a form of a traumatic brain injury. And so, you know, when we hear the word concussion, a lot of people kind of blow it off because we're so used to, oh, it's a concussion, get back in the game, shake it off. But I knew right away I wasn't okay. I had a lot of cognitive problems. I had visual problems. I had dizzy and balance issues. So I knew right away I wasn't okay. And, you know, here I am just over 2 years later, and I'm still struggling. I'm a lot better, but I'm still dealing with some of the long-term effects.
Yeah, and so that's why you've taught me that you never really get over it. You're a survivor of it.
Right, absolutely.
And how can people, I guess, know? You know, you said something was off. What is your advice now for others who may think the same way?
Well, if it's yourself and you just don't feel quite right, you know, get checked out and be real honest with your doctors how you're feeling. And if it's a loved one, like if it's your kid, if it's your spouse, if it's a brother, a sister, you know them. And so you know if their personality is a little bit off or if they're acting a little bit different. You know, if you see any sort of alteration of who they are, definitely have it, you know, looked into further.
I'm talking with Amy Zellmer. If you have any questions or comments about traumatic brain injury, concussions, give us a text, 81807. We also have time for a couple calls, 651-989-9226 or 866-989-9226. Amy, the summer months are here. More people are doing things outside. You dealt with slipping on the ice in a February month, but there are so many ways that people could fall and have a TBI, get a TBI, and you don't just have to be playing sports.
Right. Yeah. You know, my biggest thing in the summer is bike riding and wear a helmet. I recently met a woman who they were just going to the store on their bike, so she didn't bother to take her helmet with. And it was a little bit wet out, like it had rained, and her foot slipped off the pedal, and she tipped over and hit her head on the sidewalk. And, you know, if she'd had the helmet on, it would have protected her. She may have still suffered a concussion. You know, a helmet's not going to completely prevent it, but, it just adds a barrier of protection. So I just can't stress enough, wear helmets. I know I'm guilty. I did not used to wear a helmet. And now I would not go on a bike without a helmet.
Because you just don't know, right? I mean, I just think about the Natasha Richardson,
yes,
who was married to Liam Neeson, and she had a concussion, and she didn't get the medical attention soon enough. But
right,
it just seems like that death didn't have to happen. And there's so many people out there who, you know, maybe think, oh, I can handle it. I'm the tough guy or the tough gal. But really, I mean, this could be a life or death, or at least a huge life altering situation if you don't get the attention on it.
Yeah, and you know, going back to Natasha Richardson, if I remember correctly, she did get medical attention right away, but they sent her home, and she had she had a slow brain bleed and died. And you know, it's so tragic because a simple CT would have caught that she had a brain bleed. You know, and it's like, what? You know, like, that's where I'm saying, if someone is really altered, you know, like, if it's, like I said, if it's your kid, if it's your husband, if it's your parent, if they're very altered, definitely, like, push.
Because you know what normal is for your loved one. Okay, let's get into, I know you have a Facebook community, you're doing a lot of activism around this. What are some sources you can share with people to get help?
Yeah, I have on Facebook, it's called the TBI Tribe. It's a private group on Facebook. It's composed of survivors, caregivers, loved ones. It's a really great place for people to just ask questions and share. And the Minnesota Brain Injury Association, they have some support groups, and they have different programming that they do to help people understand brain injury. And it can also be, you know, we could also be talking stroke, we can aneurysm, other forms of brain injury as well that they can help with.
What's your take on the status of TBI concussions in the NFL and the professional sports right now? Because I know you also keep track of some of that. Those are the stories that seem to get the biggest headlines.
Yeah, you know, it's really changing. I think, you know, things are definitely changing. More and more players are choosing to stop playing, saying it's not worth the risk. Because, you know, once you have a concussion, like for myself, if I have a simple, if I hit my head on a cupboard, you know, I mean, or a car door, think of how we do those silly little things. We're not paying attention and bonk our head. That could be a really big deal for me because I already have the brain damage done. And so, you know, think of a football player constantly hitting their head over and over and over again. And, you know, I really see things are changing. Players are becoming more aware of the dangers of it.
Some have predicted that in maybe less than a generation, youth football will just be out. We're just not going to see it. What do you think about that?
Yeah,
you think that's possible?
You know, I don't know. I have mixed feelings. There's a really big push. I forget exactly what the phrase is, but I think it's like no contact till 14, but basically not to play full contact sports until they're at least 14. And I know there's a big push for that. You know, like, I think sports are important for children and learning, you know, different skill sets, not just the physical activity of it, you know, being a team player and all of that. But, you know, our health is so much more important. You know, there's other ways you can do team building. There's other activities you can be involved in. So if I had a child, I don't know that I would let them play a sport. I really don't. You know, not to be a helicopter parent, but, you know, your brain runs everything. Your brain's very important. You don't get another one.
So you're, what, just past 2 years, right? Yeah. A little over 2 years, 2.5 years, since your fall and your brain injury. What is life like now for you? You know, what's gotten better? What's just never going to be the same?
Yeah, you know, the dizzy imbalance stuff, that has subsided quite a bit for me. It still flares up once in a while. The thing that's sticking around is the short-term memory loss. Short-term memory loss is definitely the most challenging for me. And I still have some cognitive processing issues, like not coming up with the right word or mixing up my words or mixing up numbers. And that it's frustrating because when it happens, it's like, why am I doing this? You know, like, I know that it should be this word, but yet a different word comes out. So it's frustrating, but it's definitely much better. You know, there's definitely an improvement that has happened in the last probably 6 months.
Do you feel more like yourself in the last 6 months?
Yeah. Yeah, I would say my personality is finally coming back.
Yeah, which is wonderful. What can you tell those people out there who aren't quite feeling like themselves? Maybe they've gotten the help. Maybe they're on medication. What can you share with them?
Mm-hmm. You know, don't take no for an answer. Like with me and my neurologist, I kept asking for different therapies, and she just kind of like blew me off. So I went different avenues. I found different people to help me. And, you know, if you're a parent or a loved one, that someone that can advocate, do your best to help advocate for that loved one. Get involved. If their doctor is not helping them, maybe you can go with and try and explain, hey, look, they are not okay. This is not the person they used to be. So don't take no for an answer with doctors. And just know that you can get better. I mean, it's a long road, but I think if I'd have known in the beginning, because in the beginning I was told, oh, you should feel better in a few weeks. And then, oh, you should feel better in a few months. And then, oh, you should feel better in like a year. So that was frustrating. And I think if I'd have been told up front this could take a year or two, it might have had a different impact on my recovery. Like, it wouldn't have freaked me out so much that I wasn't getting better. So just understanding that it's a slow process and no two people recover the same, you know, like different brains have different recovery rates.
Right. So you really want to be that reality check for people.
Yeah.
To give themselves a break, but also to realize that if they need help, go get the help. It's going to take longer in most cases than you think. And why don't you give people that Facebook, how to find that Facebook group again?
Yep. It's the TBI Tribe.
And Amy Zellmer also is a contributor for the Huffington Post. And her story, her TBI story, is actually what launched her connection with the Huffington Post. So maybe that's a bit of a silver lining, you know, being connected to that organization and being able to get the word out and help a lot of people out there. Of course, we're sorry this had to happen to you, but you're really helping a lot of people. So Amy Zellmer, thank you so much for being a TBI activist and for spending part of your Friday night with us.
Thank you for having me.
And have a great time out west. I know you're doing some talks and
yes,
some writing, and have a really wonderful time.
Thank you so much.
We're going to take a quick break, and then why fun is good. We'll get into it when we come back.